Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or a political campaign. This morning we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell you anything. All of your answers are confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
Nope.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislator, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote?
I am going to vote.
Definitely, very likely, or somewhat?
Definitely.
What is your age? Are you between 18, 35, 36, 45, 40, 55, 56, 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction or have gone off on the wrong track?
Off on the wrong track.
When voters go to the poll to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called For None Motorized Trails Millage. And the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65% per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintaining, construction, and enhancement of the non-motorized trails within the county. Now, this millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably no?
Definitely no.
Since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a single property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote in favor or against this proposal?
Against.
Definitely vote no or probably vote no?
Definitely no.
Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor or no against?
No.
Definitely no or probably no?
Definitely no.
And thank you again for your patience. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keep in mind that which of the following comes closest to your view? Here's the first one. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million to year per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money we would be raised to maintain existing trail and plan and construct new trails.
I oppose the proposal.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Here's the first one, reducing traffic and congestion, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, making housing more affordable, holding the line on property tax and reducing government spending, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, improving local roads and infrastructure, improving public education and local schools, protecting water quality and water supply, or protecting natural areas like wildlife habitat?
Well, that's a lot.
If you like, I can read them for you again and just let me know, you know, which one's the one that comes closest, you know, that's helping you and your family.
I would say the cost of housing is affecting everybody.
Okay. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable, unfavorable opinion of each, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. Your city or township government, do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat?
Very.
Grand Traverse County Government.
Somewhat favorable.
And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Way too fast.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Somewhat trust them.
Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Here's the first one. To increase non-motorized transportation options. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
somewhat approve.
To promote local economic development.
I would approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
To maintain existing trails.
Approve. Strongly approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly approve.
To plan and construct new trails.
I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Um, somewhat approve?
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Strongly approve.
To promote health and wellness.
Strongly approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces.
Somewhat approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
Now, if forced to choose which of the following is more important to you, here's the first one. Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained.
ensuring that the current trails are maintained.
Now, you will now be given a few statements about this proposal. To maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County, please indicate if each of the following, it's more likely for you to support, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. Here's the first one. The funds for this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support it?
More likely.
There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
more likely to approve, I guess.
A citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the council, the county commission, in their decision making and ensuring the funds are administrated from their intended purposes.
Oh, good. Yeah, I would approve of that.
There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Yep, we need that, so I would approve of that.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely to support it?
Much more likely, yeah.
Okay. Thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. With the following, I would like to ask you, now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. And if each would make no difference, you can just indicate that as well. Here's the first one. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Is this very convincing to you? Somewhat not convincing or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
I approve of that. Yeah, that sounds convincing.
Very convincing to you or somewhat?
Very.
The other one says this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing.
Boardman, Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connection to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
We need that. Convincing, I guess?
Is it very convincing to you or somewhat?
Very.
This proposal would improve the construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
That's somewhat convincing.
Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Not so convincing.
Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. Now, this proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Somewhat convincing.
$7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail. Never can plan, construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
That sounds convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat?
Somewhat.
This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trail Network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
That would be good. Very convincing.
This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Very convincing.
Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Well, I guess I would vote for it.
Definitely vote for it or probably?
Probably.
Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain its 16 trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. Here's the first one. There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Is this very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
That's somewhat convincing.
The other one says this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
Maybe somewhat convincing.
There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philosophers should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Not so convincing.
This proposal will give millions more taxpayers dollars to locate political, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Well, that's always interesting. Somewhat convincing, I guess.
And with inflation, high gas prices, raising home prices, and skyrocketing cost, I cannot afford paying any more in taxes.
No, very convincing.
This proposal will bring more tourism to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Yeah, very convincing. That's true.
And thank you again for your patience. We are at 95%. We are almost done here. And one final time, thinking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I think I would vote in favor.
Definitely in favor or probably in favor?
Probably.
Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. Here's the statement. If I had one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, and just let me know in your own words.
Concerns about where the money actually would be spent.
Concerns about where the money is actually being sent. Is that correct? Okay.
Correct.
When you mean by being sent, can you just specify just a little bit, like, you know, like the government or, something more specific?
Well, I would be concerned if the money would that's earmarked for the trails, that the money is actually being spent on on the trails itself, or if it gets diverted to other special interests.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. So would you like for me to type down for you concerns about where the money is being sent, either to the trail or some other project? Is that okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. Now, before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. And the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previous approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges, repair and improve, millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvements of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor or no against?
Yes in favor.
Definitely yes in favor or probably?
Probably.
Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections?
I voted for Trump.
Which political party are you affiliated?
Republican.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, okay. And what is the last grade or former education you have completed?
1 year of college.
Do you own or rent your home that you currently live in?
Own.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
And what is your main racial background? Asian, Asian. Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. We highly appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.